Good day, my friend. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland, inviting you to join us for our worship experience every Sunday at 8:45. We meet at 7660 Bel Air Road in Baltimore County, Maryland. And now for today's message. Let's join Harvest Already in Progress.
Amen. Have you made it? Have your nights been long? Has your pillows been wet? Have you had struggle? And then you can say, I've made it. Through thick and thin. That's one of those songs, either you know it or you don't know it. Either you've been through something or you haven't. And when you have, you can say, you know what? You're on my street. Rent due? Been there. Down to my last dollar? Been there. Struggle? Been there. And done that? Let's bow before the Lord today. Father, we thank you for reminders that it had not been for you on our side, had you not been there for us, we would have fallen with no hope of getting up. But we thank you that you came by at the right time and breathed life into our situation. As we come today, it is our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another. When this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. There's a word from the Lord today that comes from the book of Colossians, there in the second chapter, verses 6 through 8, says, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, simply, Grow Up. Grow up. When we hear that, we're not always thinking about someone who would be of a young age, and we're saying to them, keep eating your Wheaties, you will grow up. But it's all about the tone. Sometimes we say to people, you need to grow up. It is a sign that emotionally, that they are at a maturity level, that you're trying to encourage them to put away their silliness and to grow up emotionally. I don't know about you, I was the adolescent, and I needed to mature. As the youngest of four, they would get on my case. You need to grow up, take on some responsibility, and thank God that there's always someone who pushes you in that way to mature. Am I talking to mature folk today? Grown folk. Amen? That's something about taking on that role of I'm grown. Well, good. And what comes along with that is a lot of responsibility. But I want to talk today spiritually about the need to grow up. Even though you are saved and you're sanctified and you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you're a Gold Star member and you've been on the battlefield for a long time and you've got a great history as a leader and a follower, I just stopped by to say to you and to say even to myself, there's always room to grow. Can I throw in a 15-second commercial for the Bible Academy? Amen. You can tune in right now to the Bible Academy on next Sunday. So I want to encourage you that if you want to grow in the Lord, put yourself in a situation where you can grow. Amen? And so that's just one way of doing it, by getting together with other believers whether it be on your job, whether it be here, and begin to talk about your faith and how you can grow up. Anybody want to grow up today? I saw about two hands. Maybe you think you're already grown in the faith. I tell you, I'm not grown up in the faith yet. I'm always amazed at what I keep learning about the Lord. I'm always amazed by what he keeps revealing to me, no matter what. In our text today, it is the Apostle Paul who's sitting in a prison and who pens a letter to the church at Colossae. Paul had gotten word that believers there were running into a little interference from false teachers. I got the opportunity some years ago to visit that area of Turkey, and it's not much left of Colossae. In fact, it was a struggle getting on the mountain leading to Colossae. But the words he wrote go beyond a location. I think that in the here and now, we still need to be reminded of being solid in the faith. And what Paul was saying is, I've gotten word that people are saying all kinds of things that are just not true about worshiping angels and about being tied to certain rituals and about eating certain foods. He wanted to set the record straight about what was important in our faith. Now keep in mind, he was writing to people who had already accepted Christ as Savior. Still, we have to be careful about what we listen to and how we engage people. I just want to say, there's still room in your life, in my life, to grow up. One of my mothers in the faith here, and I remember her brother, the great Deacon Porter, who would always get in every class. I don't care what class the church had. He was the first one in line signing up. We got one of those kind of deacons who want to make sure that they learn as much as possible. Can I take you to school today? It's about growing up in the faith. And that's what Paul was trying to get. And I believe today that to do that, we've got to be consistent in our faith. Be concrete in what we believe. And also to be very, very cautious. There's so much out there. And so when it comes to being consistent, he says, so then, just as you receive Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. Don't stop growing. Just because you got a scripture or two under your belt, don't stop growing. Just because you've attained some things in life, don't stop growing. And you'll have on days and off days, but know that there's the importance of being consistent and what you believe. Why? As one of our brothers said, there are folk who will try your faith. They know you go to church. They see your big 10-gallon Bible and the palm branch around your window. They say, oh, so you must know something. And don't ever be in a place that you can't defend your faith. Amen? I didn't say debate, but be consistent in who you are. My God, we all need a refresher course. Amen? Knowing what the 66 books of the Bible are. And knowing some basic scripture you can memorize. You better have yourself ready. Anytime you encounter someone, always, I didn't say preach to them, but be consistent in who you are. He says, no matter what you're hearing, don't get off point. Continue to live your lives in him. Continue to be about the Lord's business. And don't be intimidated. Folk will try to intimidate you, let you walk away. You're not sure what you believe. Why? Because you're not grounded. And that's why it's important to be grounded. Folk want to knock you off balance. Can I say that again? Folk know you go to church. And so they say, well, let's see if Mr. Holy, what he says about this. How about Miss Hallelujah? What does she know about this? And so you've got to be consistent in who you are. James 1:8 says you can't be double-minded. Amen? A double-minded person is unstable in all of their ways, but stick with what you know. I don't know much, Reverend. Stick with that. I only got one passage, John 3:16. Hold on to it. Man, that'll live. But as believers in Jesus Christ, make sure that you're in a place that you're consistent. Does that make sense today? Why? Because Paul knew that these false teachers would put stuff out there, and if believers were weak, they would believe it. If you're not getting anything in, it may, well, I may as well go there. I thought about it. Some folk will come and they'll try to help you to understand their bent on a passage. I'm not going to call a name. It's another faith. If you ain't careful, they'll say, no, let me use my Bible. And if you're not careful, you'll be believing what if you're not grown up. And that's why you got to be consistent in what you know and what you live. But also, be concrete. I really love this particular passage. I almost preached this all by itself. It says, rooted and built up in him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught. And overflowing with thankfulness. Isn't the word so powerful? Can I say it again? Be rooted and built up in him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Don't be shaky and uncertain about what you believe, but stand in and say, you know what? I believe it and I'm going to stand on it. Don't start fumbling. Don't overtalk. Don't oversell, but know what you believe, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son who died and rose again. And because he died and because I believe that, I am saved and I've got eternal life. End of conversation. You can keep babbling all you want to babble, but I'm going to be concrete on what I believe. And that's why it's so important to grow up. My God, you are still where you were. It's like you're in pre-K. I'm not saying you, but some of us are in pre-K when we should be in high school. Amen? Amen. You got to keep yourself sharpened in the word. That's so important. Now, I enrolled in seminary, and thank God I've got a degree or two, but I still got to be sharp. I can't preach seminary. I got to preach life experiences. He woke me up this morning and it was the Lord that did it. He started me on my way. It was the Lord. I'm standing on the fact that I am rooted in him. Deep. That there's nourishment from the word that caused me to be. Ever had to dig up a root of a tree of some sort? It didn't want to come up. You were like, this thing needs to come up. Why? The roots are deep. Amen. Had to call a handyman to get it done. Well, your faith ought to be like that. That I'm so rooted in who I know. I'm so rooted in what I believe. You can push all you want to push, but I'm going to stand on the promises of Jesus Christ. Amen? I'm going to be built up in him. I'm going to have a foundation that something starts me out. You got to have something to stand on when the storms of life come by, and you may not have a whole passage, but you say, Lord, I know you'll make a way. Lord, I know you'll bring me through. That's a concrete kind of Christian. Amen. Standing there. And also it says, as you were taught, strengthening what you were taught. Amen. That's why it's so important. I didn't think about Sunday school. Oh man, I got this. But boy, down the road, Miss Mitchell's class, I remember that stuff. Why? It brought me through. Being able to know, and it says to do it with thankfulness. That Lord, I'm so glad that you put something in me. I'm so glad I've got a foundation in my faith so that when things come along, I'm not looking to debate you, but I'll be concrete. Amen? Like what Paul says in 2 Corinthians, he said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen? Amen. How many folk want to be consistent? Yeah. You can't sway me. I'm going to stay on point. I ain't going to fight you, but I know what I believe. And I'm going to be concrete in what I know to be true based on what I've been taught. It's good to have a teachable spirit. You ever knew somebody that knew it all? None of y'all here. You just knew it all. And you can learn some things. You can learn from anybody about the goodness of the Lord. Amen? But finally, you've got to be very cautious. Paul writes to the church, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. Boy, I love the Word of God. It's written so beautifully. It makes sure folk don't fake you out. Make sure that what you believe you stand on, they won't take you physically captive, but they'll start feeding you some crazy stuff. And you'll start believing that stuff. It sounds like what I remember, but make sure that you don't get into this. Can I describe deceptive philosophy? It's this whole thing about it's all on me, that I made myself. I got a 30-day plan. I'm kind of like God. I'm like a little God. It's all because of me. I'm doing this because I'm smart and I figure this thing out. Oh, won't God knock you down on your feet and say, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There are folk who are talking that crazy stuff. But there's another way, a new way. Oh, my God, you better make sure you stay in this manual. That's where you'll find the word for life. But, I mean, let me just ask you, I'm just talking some stuff. Have you heard some crazy stuff? And you're like, wait a minute, I don't think that's in the Bible. And other people, has that happened to you? And then there was this alarm that went off, like, ding, ding, oh, something's wrong with that. Make sure that you are cautious. There are warning signs. Folk talking foolishness. There are flashing lights. And you said, that don't sound like what I remember growing up. That's not what they're saying in my Bible study. That's not what's in my devotional. I'm not quite sure. I got to be real careful about what I allow to come in. Amen? Because what was going on is that those folk, those false, they were mixing stuff up. They were blending a little of that and a little of this and a little of that, and it sounded kind of like it was right, but it wasn't. Amen? And folk will throw a little something in you. Oh, I like that. It's all in you. You be motivated right now. You're the one. No, you're not the one. It's all in the Lord Jesus Christ. Make sure that you do some fact checking. In political reporting, they'll say, now, is that really true? Let's fact check. Oh, wrong. That did not happen. And when I come on Sundays, I hope you'll fact check me. Amen? So I'm going to go home and watch and look at that word now. Let me see. What that really mean? I'm going to study this. Fact check. Nothing wrong with that, to make sure that what you're getting in has been vetted by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John, 1 John says you got to be very careful. You got to test the Spirit. Some folks sound like they're on your page, but they're not. Why? They don't acknowledge that Jesus died and rose again. They acknowledge some other stuff. He said, oh, I think we're on the same page. I'm not going. But you make sure that you are cautious and make sure that you're consistent and make sure that what you believe is concrete. Amen? Pablo Casals was a great cello player. In fact, one of the greatest ones of the 20th century. And I mean, from an early age, he was just taking in the music. He was able to, at 4 or 5, to play. By 9, he was playing Bach. He was someone who really was well accomplished in his instrument. He was a great composer. Mr. Casals knew exactly what he was doing. And then at the age of 95, he was at a press event. And a reporter says, I don't get it. Why do you think there's a need at your level to practice 6 hours a day. Why in the world do you think that you got to keep on practicing when you're world renowned? When you know what you're doing, you know your stuff. He said, because I think I'm making progress. I labor because I think I'm making progress. I stay in this word to learn because I think I'm making progress from week to week in not just studying the word of God, but trying to live it. So I guess you could say, call me a lifelong learner. Why? Because the word said to study to show yourself approved unto God. You got to be ready at all times to desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. We got to continue to grow up. Amen. And we got to grow up because we know that the Lord Jesus Christ was set up and held up and put up, but he rose on the third day morning with all power in his hand. They thought they really had him, but didn't he get up out the grave? And that's something to feel concrete about, that God through Christ is not dead. He's yet alive. The old saints, I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him in my situation. I can feel him in my dilemma. I know that he's real. Love this particular psalm. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from which cometh my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you will not slumber. Aren't you glad you serve that kind of God today? And no matter what you are going through, I'll just keep growing up by looking up. Amen. And even when I act up, he'll pick me up. Amen. And that's a part of my growth process. And I keep on speaking up. Why? Because of what he's done in my life. I can't help myself. I'm on the plane talking about Jesus. I'm in the store talking about Jesus. I'm on the job talking about Jesus. I'm in a conversation. I ain't got to know you what. I got to speak up. And so you've been given a voice today not to be shy and secluded, but speak up for the master. Amen. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thy weary one. Lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad, but I found in him a resting place. And he has made me glad. Oh, I'm a glad somebody. Why? I'm so glad that he saved me. I'm a glad somebody. I'm so glad that he kept me. I feel like I'm growing up a little bit. Amen? And sometimes you got to grow up to where stuff don't fit. In other words, the world should not still be fitting you. You ought to be in a new size now. You ought to be able to wear the same thing you wore in the world and feel comfortable. But now you are a new creature in Christ. It's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to get up and tell somebody about the goodness. Oh, y'all don't want to grow up today. Anybody want to grow up today? You want to be mature in him? Amen. And that's what he calls us to do today. Oh, you ought to just grow up. You're right. That's why I keep this study guide. Oh, you should grow up. I'm trying. You need to grow up. You bet. Make sure that you grow up in him. I want to give you something to think about today. Are you still riding the pre-K bus? Are you still work? Are you still in the, did you repeat again? But life circumstances will cause you to grow up. Trouble will cause you to grow up. I'm so glad that I'm still growing up in him. That's the word of God today. It's already been. Come on, stand today. All over this place. Do you want to grow up? Do you want to put yourself in a position to where you can learn more about God? Shame if you're okay staying in middle school. Shame if you say, "That's all right, I'll do sixth grade again." You ought to want to move to high school faith, higher education faith. Don't let this season pass you and you are still sitting on the one little bit you thought you knew. And what Bible study does, it puts us all out there. We're all learning. Praise be to God. Somebody give God a praise today. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord. I'm trying. Not just book sense, but life sense. Not just I know something, but I've experienced something. And that's why I've decided to follow Jesus. That's my teacher. That's my professor. I gotta follow him. If I wanna keep learning. Why you keep following him? I won't learn. I have decided.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have. Have you decided today?
I have decided
to follow.
No turning back.
Right where you are today, bow your heads. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for reminders that in this letter Paul wrote, he was writing to folk who knew you. And yet they were being influenced by all kinds of doctrines and untruths. Be that shield around us today, God, that we might put ourselves in a position to learn more about you. And your word is what we need. I pray today, even now, God, if someone is coming to this place and they want to be a student, they've never accepted you as their personal savior, the doors are open even now for them to open their hearts to you and say, "I want to be a student. I want to learn of you. I believe that what the scriptures say, that God, you sent your son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins. And I believe that he rose again with all power in his hands." The Bible says, if you believe that into your heart and confess it with your mouth, that you'll be saved today. Right now where you are, you can become a first grader right now in him. And God will grow. He'll let you skip classes to grow up in him. God, we thank you today for the growth that you're doing in each of us today. We're not what we used to be. And yet we're still not there. Until the day you call us home, let us keep trying to learn of you. We ask it even now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Maybe you've come today and you desire to be a part of this fellowship. I think we're kind of a growing church. We make opportunity for you to learn and to grow in him. If you're here today, you want to walk for the Lord. If not, you can always connect with us afterwards. But I want you to, let me put some pressure on you today. Yeah, you need a book today. Can I just be the pastor? Yeah, you need to leave here with a book today. Well, you can't make me do it. No, I can't. But I think you ought to leave with a book. If they run out, I'll have some next Sunday. Amen? Have I told you how much I love you? Have I told you how much I love you? I love you. I want you to grow up. No more Gerber. Some table food. Amen? Come on, give God a praise today. Amen, amen, amen. We're thankful to the Lord today.
Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired. Of course, by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.